Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, our weekly high school pick'em show brought to you by the folks at Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway. We'll take a look back here at week number two, and then we'll dive into our week three picks here in just a moment. Let's first off recap how we did last week. It was Matt leading the way with a 7-1 week, and also we had a 5-3 week for both myself and for Jim, and 4-4 for Doug there in week number two's picks. So now it's Matt out in front overall at 14-2. I sit at 12-4, and then 10-6 for both Doug and Jim on the season. Here's how those games went last week. It was Audubon picking up a 53-14 win over Booyer Valley. We all had the Wheelers in that one. A wild finish between Exira EHK and West Harrison. They had three touchdowns within the last 40-some seconds of the contest, and the Spartans were able to pull it off. After they were down with 18 seconds to go, they get a late touchdown to win it, and they beat West Harrison 38-34. It turns out to be the final there. Also, that was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim and Doug had West Harrison. The limb pick came through for Mr. Mullinex's Earlham. Took care of business against HSTW. 40-7 was the final score there. He was the only one that had that right. Also, it was Riverside pulling out a 49-36 victory over St. Albert. That was a back-and-forth game all night long, and Riverside pulls it off. We all had the Bulldogs. We all got that one correct. Underwood, 47-7 over Clarendo. We all had the Eagles there. It was Indianola, 52-16 over Glenwood, and my limb pick came crashing down on that one. Everybody else had Indianola. It was Abraham Lincoln also scoring late to get a victory, 45-36 over Denison Schleswig. That was a winner for everybody except for Doug. He lost his limb pick there. And then we all had Atlantic against Kemper Catholic, and the Trojans came up short in that one, 34-0 in the final. Kemper wins it. So that's how it went there in week number two. We'll come back and take a look at our week three picks right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Dole Cauliflower, $1.48 each, Mountain Dew or Pepsi 24-packs, $7.88 each, and Edie's 1.5-quart ice cream, just $3.77. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump rolls for $3.88 a pound, T-bone steaks, just $8.99 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $6. See all the details and more great deals online, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's dive into a week three picks. We'll start off with a couple eight-man contests, and the first one will actually be our broadcast game here tonight as the Audubon Wheelers are home to take on the Fremont Mills Knights. 2-0 for the Wheelers, 1-1 here for the Knights, and our top prognosticator, Matt, is going to start us off here. Who's going to win, Matt?
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick the Wheelers this week. Impressed with their victory last week against Booyer Valley. I thought it would be just a little bit tighter ball club. Booyer Valley has some decent athletes that were returning for this year and seemed to be able to do some things nicely. But Audubon really getting it done with their defense in there. So I'm going to continue to go with the Wheelers here.
All right. It's one there for the Wheelers. I'm going to agree. I think they're starting to find those pieces that are replacing the production they lost last year with the graduation of the two Clucky boys. Carter Andreessen's been good on the ground for them, scored three touchdowns last week. And then Matthew Beitzwanger's come in and done a nice job at receiver and running the ball a little bit himself as well. This is going to be a good test for them. Fremont Mill is always tough, and you know that they're going to figure out a little bit of stuff as they go down the road as well. But I think the Wheelers get this one. Doug.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere maybe homecoming, you know. Mm-hmm. That kind of throws a little wrench into it sometimes. Yep. Kids get a little distracted. But I just look at how Fremont Mills, you know, surrendered a lot of yards on the ground versus Cam. And I think Audubon has, as you mentioned, Carter Andreessen. And then Gavin Smith can obviously run the ball from behind center, too. So I like the Wheelers.
All right, three for the Wheelers. Jim?
Well, I think my luck's about to change on this program because, I mean, everything Matt said I had written down right here on my cheat sheet. I've got Fremont Mills.
It's a blank sheet of paper for those that can't see.
It was almost word for word exactly what Matt said, and he's been rolling here this year. So before we congratulate him on his season victory, I'm going to stay at least even for this week and go with the Wheelers.
All right. Audubon across the board here in our first game. Next one is Exira EHK coming off that late victory, going on the road to take on Woodbine. I guess I get first pick, and I really don't want it. Corey Bantam's done some nice things there for Woodbine, it looks like, from the quarterback position. This is, you know, Exira EHK. It's hard to test the matchups of who these teams have played here so far and what it really shows. But Exira EHK able to come back, get that win. There's a couple of, you know, nice athletes, I think, on that West Harrison team that they had to contend with. I don't think there's going to be a lot of good defense in this game, and I think that maybe Exira EHK rolls with that momentum a little bit. I'm going to give them a nod here in this one. This is probably going to be another close game, I think. Doug?
Yeah, this will be interesting. You know, it is at Woodbine, so I think that, you know, presents a little bit of a challenge there. You know, the Spartans did give up quite a few yards passing last week, and so I think they've got to be able to contain Bantam at quarterback for Woodbine. But, you know, 2-0 for the Spartans, I'm going to say 3-0.
All right, two for Exira EHK. Jim?
Well, I have picked against Exira EHK in each of the first 2 weeks. How's that worked out for me?
Not so well.
Not very well at all. So, you know, if you ever hear that story about the guy who's walking down the street and he turns a corner and gets hit in the face with a 2x4? And the next day he walks down the same street, turns the same corner, gets hit in the face with a 2x4. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going with Exira EHK.
All right, three for the Spartans. Matt?
Well, Chris, tough for you. Yeah, this is tough. Yeah, this is tough here. So, first of all, hopefully they treat you well if you're heading up to Woodbine.
No. Actually, no, I'm going to Audubon.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said you were doing
No,
that
I
game.
Misspoke earlier, yeah.
Oh, okay. No. All
I was
right.
distracted,
Sorry.
So, yeah.
Okay, I was going to have you check in on the family and make sure my sign is still
okay.
up. So.
Okay.
it's been vandalized.
Yeah. There was never a sign.
They voted to remove it.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I think you kind of alluded to that there's not going to be much defense in here, but, yeah, great win there for Exira EHK last week. West Harrison's got a lot of athletes out there. They just might be a little bit young as they kind of mature through there. So I think, you know, the Sparty and Coach Peterson, they're definitely happy to come out with that victory in here. I think this is going to be it's going to be another good ball game in here. Both of them match up. It's just everything runs through both their quarterbacks, Bantam for Woodbine and Trey Peterson for Exira EHK. So, you know, this is a tough one. Coach Peterson's not going to like me, but I'm going to actually go with the home team on this one. Right. Ever loyal. You bet.
Okay.
Twiner for Notre Dame fight song. Yes, it will be playing more times than whatever Sparty has.
Okay.
So, going with the Tigers at home.
All right. We will have it.
It'll be on the
Woodbine Tiger Vision channel through our KJN Video Network connections there. So.
And Spartan.
And Spartan Media as well. Yeah. So, yeah, you can check that out. That's a couple of games here on our sheet in 8-player action. We are going to move to 11-man picks, and we'll do that right after this break.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Dahl Cauliflower, $1.48 each, Mountain Dew or Pepsi 24 packs, $7.88 each, and Edie's 1.5 quart ice cream, just $3.77. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast for $3.88 a pound, T-bone steaks, just $8.99 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $6. See all the details and more great deals online, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's dive over now into a couple of Class A contests. We've got Southwest Valley going on the road to take on HSTW. A couple of 1-1 squads. Doug, who's going to win?
Now the Vikings kind of ran into a buzzsaw last week. I didn't see that one coming. Gave up a lot of yards on the ground. You know, so I think they're going to face a tough challenge with Southwest Valley. They've got a quarterback that seems like he's been there quite a while. I remember that name for a few years now, and Brendan Knapp. Who doesn't look like he throws the ball terribly well, but he can run the ball. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take Southwest Valley.
All right, it's one for the Timberwolves. Jim.
Oh, gosh. You know, I didn't write anything down here, but I did do the research. I was looking at the two teams and their matchups earlier and seeing how those teams that they played were doing the week before and all that stuff. And I was having a hard time really discerning between the two, quite honestly. I wasn't sure who was getting the best deal each week. But I don't know. To me, it's a coin flip, so I'll go with the home team. I'll go with AHSTW.
All right, one for the Vikings. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Vikings as well this week. Southwest Valley, yeah, they've got the Knapp kid who has been in there for the last couple of years at quarterback. They had to replace quite a few kids from last year's team and the year before that even. So, and they kind of, I think, surprised last year a little bit, but this year they really had to reload in there. I'm going to go with the Vikings. I think they knew what they were up against last week. But they're a pretty resilient group, a lot of good athletes out there, so I'm going to go with the Vikings, especially at home.
All right, that's two there for AHSTW. Last week I thought that the game would be closer. I thought that they would compete better with Earlham, but obviously, it's showing maybe how tough their opening game was against Van Meter, and they must be a decent squad on their own, and they lost pretty rough in that first one. So hard to fault AHSTW too much yet, and I'm with Matt. I think there's too many athletes out there. I think they figure out a way to get it done here at home in a close game, so I'm going to leave Doug out there on a limb with Southwest Valley. We'll go to another Class A matchup. This is Mount Air, 1-1 now in the season, going on the road to take on a 2-0 Riverside squad. Jim, who's going to win?
Riverside.
Okay.
That's all you needed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, they've gotten off to a pretty good start. they've won a couple of ways. They've won going away in their opener against Red Oak, and they had a nice battle last week with St. Albert in a tough place to play. So I think they've been tested in a couple of different ways. I think Mount Air is going to be a nice test, too. They've got a nice ball club, and they've been very competitive here early. But Riverside at home, I just don't know how you go against them right now.
All right, one for the Bulldogs. Matt?
Yeah, a lot of weapons for the Bulldogs in there, especially at home. I was a little surprised Mount Air, their first week game.
Yeah.
Was that Nottoway Valley? Yes, yeah, Nottoway Valley. They came up on the short end of that. So I think they just had quite a few guys to replace in there. New coaching staff is well in there, so I think just kind of getting everything gelling. They kind of bounced back with a fairly decent win there last week, but long trip too. That's a long trip over there to Oakland, so I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
All right, it's two for Riverside. Yeah, I was also very surprised that opening week. A lot of folks had Mount Air pegged as a team that could do a lot this year, and then you lost that opener there to Nottoway Valley. Jackson Frost, a very talented player that they have on offense. It's rushed for over 250 yards, a couple touchdowns, or thrown for that many, a couple touchdowns, ran for another. But then you've got the counteract for Riverside and Austin Krumkowski, and they can get it done. Rhett Bentley's strong back in the backfield. I'm going to give the edge to the home team here. If this was on the road, I might be a little bit more concerned, but I think Riverside gets it done here on their home field. Doug.
Yeah, that first quarter of the St. Albert Riverside game must have been entertaining. Gave up 24 points to St. Albert and had to overcome that. But they had an offensive explosion, over 600 yards of offense for Riverside last week. So I think they're going to keep that rolling and we'll make it a sweep.
All right, we're going to go Riverside across the board there. We're going to move on now to a matchup of a 1A and 2A teams here. A Nottoway Valley team we just talked about goes on the road to take on Red Oak. 1-1 teams. Red Oak getting off the schneid last week and finally getting a victory over West Central Valley. Matt, who's going to win this one?
I think this will be an interesting ball game. Red Oak has shown some size. They had some youth in there last year. Those guys are all a year older. And it kind of came through there last week, picking up a little victory for them. So they're feeling good about themselves and where they've kind of got things going for them. As this younger group has kind of bonded together and has really done well for them. Nottoway Valley on the other side, nice opening week victory. Came up a little bit short, jumped out to big league, just couldn't quite hold on to the passing game there of Shenandoah. Nottoway Valley likes to spread things around there and do a few different things with how they've got. They kind of took some opportunity of some mistakes last week by Shenandoah that kind of got them through there. So, but again, they're on their another coach this year again. So, but they're doing well. Kids are responding well. A lot of excitement. I'm gonna go with the home team, Red Oak Tigers.
Red Oak Tigers.
So I don't know if that's a
Okay.
A first in quite a while since, what was that, 2012 season when they had a nice little run. But I'm going to go with the Tigers at home. I think they've got it.
Okay. Yeah, this is interesting. I'm not really sure what to take away from this Nottoway Valley team. I was impressed by that opening week win, and I was a little bit perplexed on how they performed last week there against Shenandoah. I thought that would be maybe a game that they actually would jump up and grab. But this will be, yeah, a good test for them against a team that's now got maybe a little bit of confidence that they don't normally have there, and Red Oak picked up a victory. Boy, I don't know. This one's tough. I'm gonna go with Nottoway Valley. I think Nottoway Valley still gets it done. Wolverines. Doug.
Well, it'll be a contrasting style. I think Red Oak's going to try to control the ball on the ground, and Nottoway Valley's going to sling it all over the place. But I kind of like what Red Oak's got going on, and I'm going to take the Tigers at home.
All right. A couple for Red Oak. Jim?
Well, I think I've made it pretty clear over the years. I'm kind of an old-school football guy. I like defense. I like a running game. And that's just the way it is, and I don't care what they try to throw at me. That's why I like it. So I was just looking at some of the numbers. You know, Red Oak has put some decent numbers on the ground together, nearly 200 yards against Riverside, nearly 300 against West Central Valley. And then I saw this stat that I just couldn't believe. Nottoway Valley and their win over Mount Air, they won this game. They gave up 261 yards rushing, and they had minus 23. How do you win a game and have minus 23 yards rushing? I mean, seriously. I mean, I know they like to throw the ball.
But quarterback sacks.
Really? Don't you? I know. Don't you run once in a while? I don't know. That just bothered me. I saw that. I'm going with Red Oak at home.
All right. Leave me out there on a limb.
Yes.
Let's go to a Class 3A contest, and it's a top five Class 3A contest. Here is the Harlan Cyclones. Welcome in Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Cyclones just jumping up to number one in the latest Radio Iowa poll, and Sergeant Bluff Luton coming in at number five. They've got a good quarterback in Tyler Smith that's thrown for over 400 yards, three touchdowns. He's ran for another. That's the good news. Bad news is you're playing at Harlan against a Casper Bauer kid that's thrown for 480 yards and seven touchdowns here so far. This will be another really good test here for Harlan, but I'm not one to pick against a Harlan team that's winning close games already this season, and especially when they're on their home field. So I'm going to go with the Cyclones. Doug.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Harlan too. You know, I think Casper Bauer kind of had that tough performance at the Dome last year with had quite a few turnovers in that last game, and I think he's rebounded nicely.
That was kind of a shocker.
It was a shocker. And so I think he's rebounded nicely and he's got it going on. So I'm going to take the Harlan Cyclones at home.
All right. A couple there for the Cyclones. Jim?
All right. Well, if this game were at Sergeant Bluff Luton, I would take them, because I've seen it too many times where Southwest Iowa teams have to travel to Northwest Iowa thinking we're all that, and then they prove us wrong. It happens over and over again. But Harlan at home is going to be pretty doggone tough. I'm going to take the Cyclones.
All right, three for the Cyclones. Matt?
I'm going to take the Cyclones as well. I don't know if there's much you guys haven't said already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of weapons there on the offensive side.
Yeah.
The big thing is they got to figure out their running game.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I saw McLaughlin's been doing a little carrying now. So
yeah, they've kind of done it by committee, and that may be what they decide to do.
Yeah. All right, so one there for the top-ranked Cyclones across the board. We'll move on to another game here that's another top 10 battle here. Lewis Central and Norwalk, a couple of teams ranked right beside each other at 3 and 4 in Class 4A. And Lewis Central here is on their home field. Doug, who's going to win?
I don't know. It's a tough call. Norwalk, you know, 2-0. They did beat Pella, traditionally a good team. I don't know much about Des Moines Lincoln. They beat them as well. And LC had that disappointing loss to Harlan. I like their quarterback, though. Titans quarterback seems to be pretty salty. So I'm going to take LC at home.
All right, one for the Titans. Jim?
I'm going to go with Norwalk on the road. I don't care about the road trip at all. I don't know. I just feel like there's a couple of holes there yet for Lewis Central that they haven't figured out. I'm going to go with Norwalk on the road.
All right. Split it up. Matt?
I think you got two quarterbacks that have done a lot for both their teams, a lot of passing yards through the first couple of games. So that's how each of the teams likes to get it done. The thing about Lewis Central is they're just, ever since even the Max Dugan days, they're just very efficient at whoever is the quarterback. They really don't put them out of position. You know, you're going to have a decent amount of yards, a few turnovers. So I think Lewis Central gets it done. They've got enough weapons in there, and they just kind of seem to plug away and get things done.
All right, another one for the Titans. I'm going to leave Jim out there on a limb. I think that Lewis Central and Harlan are two of the better teams here in the state in their classes, and I think that was just a really good game to start the year, and I think Lewis Central is able to continue moving forward here in this one. This will be a good, tough test for sure, but I think, especially on their home field, Lewis Central gets it done. Got a couple more games left to pick here on the sheet, and we will do that right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Dahl Cauliflower, $1.48 each, Mountain Dew or Pepsi 24-packs, $7.88 each, and Edie's 1.5-quart ice cream, just $3.77. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast for $3.88 a pound, T-bone steaks, just $8.99 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $6. See all the details and more great deals online, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back here to Who's Going to Win. Let's go to a battle here now at the Class 3A and 2A level here. A couple of schools in different classes now as Shenandoah is on the road to take on Atlantic. 1-1 for the Mustangs, 0-2 here for the Trojans. Jim, who's going to win?
I did not want to go first on this one, so I would like to phone a friend. I don't know. Who's going to win? I don't know. Atlantic hasn't played a team that primarily likes to throw the ball around the yard yet. So I don't know how they're going to react to that. All I can go off of is last year when we ran into those kind of teams, we just kept picking them off. Now, some of those guys are gone, of course, but still, I think the scheme is still there to be successful with that. I'm in 2 weeks and haven't scored a point yet on offense, so I'm kind of hoping at this point things will have shaken out and settled in. Oh, gosh, I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to take Shenandoah, but I'm going to stay loyal this week, and I'm going to go with Atlantic on the home turf.
All right. Going one for the Trojans. Matt.
Yeah, if I was Shenandoah and I watched some of the films, I would transform my game and try to get the ball on the ground as much as possible. And it's quite possible that they will. They see some of that in their Nottoway Valley game where they do just line up in that I formation with the Cotton Kid in the backfield, and they just kind of go at it. But they want to throw the ball around. Sophomore quarterback in there, new quarterback this year, and they've got the Harold kid at tight end, or they'll split him all the way out sometimes as well. So they just like to maneuver him around and keep you guessing and try to get the ball to him as much as they can. So it'll be a good ball game. Atlantic, like you said, Jim, has got to get the offense rolling here and get some points up on the board. That's the only way it's going to get done and to win. So I'm going to go with the Trojans at home, get things corrected this week.
All right, two there for the Trojans. This is a big test here now for Atlantic, just the way that the season has started, and you want to show that you can bounce back and regather a little bit of confidence. It was a tight game for a good chunk of that game last week against Kemper Catholic, and then once a mistake happened early in the second half, it seemed like the wheels just kind of came off. Mistakes really started to roll together there for the Trojans. I think if they can avoid that mindset and just put each play behind you and move on when there is a mistake out there, they can be a much better team. And this is a good opportunity at home against a team I think that you can compete against, and I think they find a way to slow down Shenandoah and get this done, get some points on the board here for the season. So I'll take the Trojans as well. Doug?
Yeah, I like the point Jim made, about the passing teams and our ability to defend the pass and get some turnovers, and hopefully that's what we can do against the Mustangs. again, just got to get the ground game going a little bit, you know, run the ball to set up the pass the ball to set up the run. I don't know, whatever you need to do. But I'm going to take the Trojans.
All right, I'm going to go Trojans across the board in that one. And we have an extra game here on the sheet. This is, of course, always our annual tiebreaker. When it's able to be the annual tiebreaker, was not possible last year because it did not match up. But the annual Cy-Hawk game, Iowa on the road to take on Iowa State and Ames. A lot of attention, a couple of good teams, and we'll be probably here, and we'll find out soon, top 15 programs matching up in that contest. And, Matt, who do you like?
I'll go with Iowa. I'll take them on the road, black and gold.
Black and gold.
What's the
Iowa State
score?
Will just be all black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the score, too. That's the other title.
Like total points.
Total points. Oh, geez. I'll go with, like, maybe 44 total points.
44. Mm-hmm. All right. So one for the Hawkeyes. As you can probably guess, I'm going the other direction. I'm taking the home team. I think Iowa State finds a way to get the offense going. Mr. Kohler back on the field hopefully here this weekend, and that'll get the offense churning, and the defense I don't think is going to have an issue playing well. Looked good there in week one aside from maybe one or two plays. So I like the Cyclones. I do think this is going to be not quite as high scoring maybe as we usually see, but I think I'm still going to go in like the 48 range. I'll go 48 points. Doug.
Well, I was very underwhelmed by my Cyclones, who I'm still going to pick to beat the Hawkeyes, but just couldn't do anything on offense. It was pathetic, and I'm not taking anything away from you and I. They had a great defense last year, and the Brinkman kid was a stud, and I heard all preseason about Iowa State's offensive line was going to be great, and I did not see that on Saturday. So I am a little concerned, but I'm going to take Iowa State and 33 points total.
All right. Jim.
Low-scoring game, I certainly think. I mean, Iowa, it's been, 23 games now in a row. We haven't given up more than 24 points in a game, something like that, under 25. The defense just – and it's just the nature of how Iowa plays, too. They don't like to – chuck the ball all over the place and, you know, get themselves in a position to have to outscore other teams. They try to play at low scoring and close for the most part. But defense was awesome last week. The offense, we knew it was going to be a little bit of a work in progress. You know, got a returning quarterback, a couple of returning wide receivers, returning running back, who are all studs, and tight ends coming back that are great. It's those four guys, two on either side of the center right now, that are all new, and we're kind of figuring things out. But it wasn't a disaster last week. The defense helped get it done. They moved the ball a little bit. I like the defense. I think this is going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with Iowa and 37 points.
37. All right. That's how we pick them here this week and who's going to win. We want to thank the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing the program once again. Stay tuned. We've got the Audubon Wheelers hosting Fremont Mills Nights coming up here on the radio, and we'll have it over on KJN-TV for you to watch tonight as well if you'd like. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Dahl Cauliflower, $1.48 each. Mountain Dew or Pepsi 24 packs, $7.88 each, and Edie's 1.5 quart ice cream, just $3.77. Over in the meat department, we have boneless rump roast for $3.88 a pound, T-bone steaks, just $8.99 a pound, and boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $6. See all the details and more great deals online, and as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway. Yeah.